7 on the Bob Rose Show. Your time check is brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. If you could use $1,000 and you didn't get the code word yet, well, number one, pay attention. Number two, I'm still going to help you out. The word is yell. Y-E-L-L, yell. Yell like you're at a Steelers game.
Woohoo!
There you go. And you text that to 72881. Message and data rates apply. And good luck on that. But Dr. Heidi Mayer is with us. It is the beginning of the school year Thursday in Marion County, and she's the big cheese.
Oh, yeah. Students are the big
cheese. You can't hear it, but he's playing some Lionel Richie in the background there for you.
Thanks, Chuck.
And here's the thing. See, Dr. Heidi Mayer loves her rock stars.
Yes.
But the good news is you treat your teachers like rock stars, don't you?
Because they truly are. They truly are the rock stars. They are the boots on the ground, the true boots on the ground. Yes.
Yes.
And you saw the mug. Great.
Treading in a new direction. That's very well done. Nice little coffee
Thank
mug.
You. Thank you. Those were donated. No taxpayer money were used for those. So.
Hey, you're getting a lot of exposure. Everybody's talking about this. It's breaking nationally. Dr. Heidi Mayer is going to be known as the no homework superintendent of schools.
No, I will be known as the one who supported our teachers to raise our district to an A. But thank you for the no homework shout out. This coming school year, in our elementary schools, our students will not have the traditional homework, the traditional worksheets, the didactic stuff that is just rote and that does not lead to student achievement and honestly ends up with arguments between family member and child as they're trying to struggle to complete these worksheets. So instead, we are asking our families to read to our students at least 20 minutes a day, and our students will be self-selecting their text. And we have research that shows that this works. It's by Dr. Richard Allington, among others. And this is what will lead to student achievement.
That's fantastic. Look, you've got the research. You're going to give this a shot. If for whatever reason, you know, if you can measure it down the road and it's not working the way, then you'll change direction. But for right now, this seems to be the way to go.
And we're confident that it is. We are confident as is. Not only do we have the research, but we have family support, and this is going to be the best school year ever.
And this is only for elementary school students.
Mm-hmm. And middle school, it'll be about 90 minutes of homework a night, and then high school, you know, it's their own games.
90 minutes does average every night, really? That does seem a little, just a tad high, but I guess it's changed through the years. Has it increased?
In middle school?
Yeah. That's the kind
of... That is what the research is saying works, and actually it'll be cutting down a little bit from what we've gathered.
But that prepares them for the next steps, which, of course, is going to encompass doing a lot of homework. Mm-hmm.
And again, in elementary, that reading aloud, we cannot stress enough the impact that is going to have on the students, not only academic achievement, but lifelong learning and that intrinsic love of reading, which is so important.
Well, and doing it with the parents, too. I'm sure there's some bonding issues there that...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I like that. Hey, I don't want to get too far off track, but I have to ask you, the Ocala Star-Banner was doing a piece about poverty in Marion County, and over 30% of the student-aged kids are living in poverty in Marion County. I know you address it as much as you can through the school free and reduced lunches, et cetera, and you did that all summer long at some schools. What else can you do to reach out to these students? And they're not always underperforming just because they're in poverty, correct?
That is correct. And that's important to note that being from poverty does not doom you. Look at Dr. Ben Carson. Look at LeBron James. I mean, but it does mean that we have to reach out to them in a different way. And we have to teach students from poverty in a different way than we teach more affluent students. So our training with our teachers is huge. And again, going into the situation without judgment, because being poor is not a crime. Being poor is not a crime. But on our side of the house, we must do a better job with our teachers and allowing them to reach out to these students in a way that means something to them.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think if you can get to those kids, you're going to have, I mean, that's going to be lifelong success or not. And clearly we want people to move out of that poverty issue. All right.
Correct, yes.
So fantastic. What else do we have going on? Oh, recess. Why is recess so important?
Well, again, we have the research that says that students, particularly elementary students, need that recess time, not PE, not structured physical activity, but recess time so that they can decompress decompress. They can have time to reflect. And the brain needs that time to process information that they have learned. Besides that, as adults, we have a hard time sitting for a long time. So think of these little guys who have to sit and learn so much, and we expect them to be still. So with recess, which my administration had implemented even before it was signed into law by the governor, we know that this is going to, again, be another teaching tool that will help our students with their long-term cognitive ability.
And then you have more choices for students now. You've increased the magnet programs?
Exactly. We have spoke before about that, where we have more choice options, more magnet programs. Our vocational programs are expanding. So Marion County Public Schools is the number one spot for education and for parent choice in education.
I know it's not under what you were supposed to be focused on and concerned about, but Hawthorne High School in Alachua County is, there's talks of maybe shutting it down. The student population has gone down. The grade, the overall school grade, is in peril. It's not good. Have you followed that story at all? And do you have any advice or anything you would do? Because, well, you know how important a school is in a community like that. I mean, that's kind of part of the glue of the community there.
I have been following the story, and we are facing a challenge similar to that in our district. And all I can say is that we are pouring resources into the schools that need us, and it's human capital that we're pouring in. We're sending content experts, teachers in to help, and we're not buying programs. We believe in people, not programs. So we will be helping these teachers. And again, it is giving the teachers the tools they need. And for what has happened before, I apologize to those teachers, as I don't think they were given the tools they needed to succeed. But moving forward, they will have them.
What do you do with a student, let's say, is in middle school, and they have really struggled, and now it's an issue of they don't like school because it's very difficult, and so how do you get over that barrier? In other words, these are kids that are prone to dropping out soon, and it's just a sad case, and they're already in middle school. It's not like you can start over. What are some of the things you can do, strategies?
Well, some of the things that we're doing, again, is increasing the choice options for our students. And while we are increasing the magnets, school choice at elementary and vocational at the high school level, we are bringing that choice option from high school vocational into the middle schools and also into the elementary, actually. But in middle school, we will be providing students with opportunities to learn about what's coming up with vocational and technical programs, as well as what if they are college bound. Those options. So again, it's empowering the teachers to meet the needs of the students, to make learning relevant for those students, and to engage them in a way that they learn best. And that's going to be the key to them.
We're talking to Dr. Heidi Mayer. She is the superintendent of public schools in Marion County, and got some fresh new blood, new principals. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit. Hey, there's fun stuff going, a lot of fun stuff going on at school, and football's a part of that.
Woo-hoo.
And Dr. Heidi Mayer might be a little bit of a football fan, if you haven't guessed that already. And then there's the budget process. Not fun, but important. Talk about all those things next on the Bob Rose Show News Talk 97.3 The Sky. @7:21 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Good morning. Hey, what's bugging you? We'll do that at 7:35, because when we have Dr. Heidi Mayer in the house, well, we just push that back just a little bit. Great success story, great things happening in the Marion County schools. And so will this be your first school year from start to finish?
It is.
Because you came in, halfway through last year, and already you implemented changes that seem to have some real positive results almost immediately.
That's what we're so excited about. We keep thinking that if our teachers and students made the progress they did from January through April of last year, what they can do with a full school year, it's amazing. I know we are going to be in A district this year.
For parents, is there anything that they would notice off the bat that's different maybe than in previous years, you know, that they can be prepared for, whatever? Something, is there going to be anything different, or is it going to be, no, this, as far as how it goes for parents dropping off kids and all that, everything's still the same?
Yes, well, I would ask them to check with their school and attend orientation just to make sure everything is, drop-off lines are still the same and things like that. But yeah, I know that they will arrive to school and they will find a committed, loving teacher in the classroom. And it's, again, besides the no homework in elementary, things are moving forward, and just an increased emphasis on the love of reading, that intrinsic value of reading. We have high expectations for our students and staff. And again, we are so ready to meet them.
What about the new principals? You got some fresh blood coming in, maybe some fresh ideas and things like that?
We do. We have 11 new principals and 4 that are brand new to our district. We've had principals come to us from Tampa, Orlando. We have some program specialists from outside of the state as well. So just new people coming in to add their expertise and to help our kids.
How much freedom do administrators, like, well, say principals, how much freedom do they have in curriculum or doing things a certain way versus kind of what you have put together and what may be taught at the leadership conference that you put on?
Well, each school is its own unique culture. And while we teach the Florida standards and we have provided curriculum maps, which is a scope and sequence of standards, as we've laid them out in the developmental sequence that they occur so that students are meeting benchmarks at appropriate times, how it's implemented at each school is going to be different dependent upon those students, not only at each school, but I'm certain in each classroom and with each child.
All right, fantastic. And the average cost of educating a child in Marion County this year, according to the budget, would be $8,756. Mm-hmm. And that is, I would imagine, in the lower end of the national numbers.
Yeah, we talked about that during the break. It of course, is less expensive as you look at Georgia or Chicago. And I think even in our state, it's about average.
Okay, so. About middle of the pack, mm-hmm. as far as that goes. And like you said, it's not always how much you're spending, it's how.
It's how we're spending. And again, we believe in people, not programs, and we are investing our funds into highly qualified teachers.
Well, I know you have some teacher openings. We'll get to that in just a minute. I would thought it would have been harder to fill some of the transportation needs because you've got, those people need to be trained, and right. The hours sometimes are not good for everyone. That's a tough fit, and they're dedicated folks, but you're fully staffed.
And fingers are crossed. Fingers are crossed. Yes, as of this morning, we are fully staffed and we love our bus drivers. They are our first line of defense. They are that first happy face that our kids see when they are coming to school. And they also are dropping these kids off at the end of the day and asking how their day was and giving them a big hoo-ah as they head off home. So we love our bus drivers and we are so excited that we are fully staffed.
Do they do like a practice? Will they do practice runs? In other words, will drivers see school buses out even though school doesn't start till Thursday, maybe today? And tomorrow you might see school buses.
Correct. Okay. And just a reminder to families that our buses will be running on those first couple days. It'll be a little later because safety first. So we want to make sure all the kids are on the right bus and they're going to the right places. So a little delay. And to drivers on the highways, please be careful. As Thursday, you'll see those yellow lights flashing.
Be careful. Be patient.
Yeah.
Be smart. And then you have some teacher vacancies, which, what is the deal there with, I just thought that we were producing plenty of teachers and...
No, we're not.
Wow.
No, it's nationwide. Actually, there's a nationwide shortage, and in Florida, we have a shortage of teachers. As bad as it sounds, it may sound to have 80 teaching vacancies, my goodness, that's not too bad. And we are thinking outside the box and doing unique things to recruit teachers. In fact, this past Saturday, we had a back-to-school bash at the Paddock Mall where we actually found some teachers as they were coming up just visiting our booths about Marion County Public Schools. So we still do have about 80 teaching vacancies, content area like math, science, ESE, which is exceptional student education. But if you have an interest in becoming a teacher, if you have a bachelor's degree in anything, give us a call.
If you have a bachelor's degree in anything, then you can still go through a certification process.
And we offer that within our district, yes. But the key here is, of course, the minimal requirements is a bachelor's degree, But you've got to love kids, and you've got to want to make a difference.
Yeah, don't do it just because you need a job.
Correct.
And it's
not a job.
No, it's a calling, isn't it?
It is a calling.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And great teachers have a great influence on the students. We love it. Anything else you wanted to cover other than the fact that you're rubbing elbows with rock stars like Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, which, by the way, is for a good cause for Wounded Warriors. But how'd you get hooked up with that? That's very cool.
They're doing a meet and greet Wednesday night for Wounded Warrior Project.
But not everybody gets into that.
Well,
Dr. Heidi Mayer, I mean, you've got some clout, apparently, and some connections, huh?
Or a ticket, yeah.
Either yeah. And then Lionel Richie, when are you going to be hanging out with him?
Oh, yeah, Friday. He's Friday.
Well, so it's like now it's not, you know, yeah, Friday I'll be with another rock star hanging out.
You need a balance. Work hard, play hard, and family first, always.
Hey, I like that. That's a great attitude, and that's what you pass along to your administrators, your teachers, and everybody else working hard, Marion County Schools. And we wish you the best, and we know you'll be coming back, and
yes, please.
We'll see how the year progresses.
Yes.
So
go
far,
Steeler.
So good.
And go Steelers.
Who?
Friday night.
Who?
Against the Giants. Woo!
Just kidding. Thank you,
I'm
Dr.
Not.
Heidi Mayer. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
All right, stay out of trouble, those rock stars. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up at 8, we're going to talk to Congressman Ted Yoho, and Google fired one of their VPs. Do you think it was a good reason? I'll get into that coming up.